All right, so since it's Erev Shavuos, Hashem Yisbarach, have a good Yontif. So, as a Achana for Yontif, so instead of continuing in the Torah that we're up to right now, Bez Hashem will continue next week. But we'll see a special piece, a Shavuos ticket piece. So, if you go to it's in Chelek Aleph, it's a Torah Kuf Tzadik. Kuf Tzadik. It's on page Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Torah Kuf Tzadik is on the bottom left of the page. So it's not a hard piece. It's not a hard piece, not that long. So you should be able to finish it pretty easily. So the piece itself is not hard. It's just sort of open-ended in terms of like the interpretation of what the point is, you know. So that we'll see. Hopefully we'll figure something out together. But the piece itself is not that difficult. Okay, so piece Kuf Tzadik. So he quotes a pasuk in regarding the he quotes the pasuk regarding Matan Torah. Kapa pasukim. So it says in pasuk like this: V'yanu kolam yachtov, v'yomru kol asher dibur Hashem nasa. Right, so. In the days leading up to Har Sinai, so there was a number of every day had a different hachana. We got to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai and Rosh Chodesh, and then from the second day of Rosh Chodesh until Yontif, every day was full of hachana. So one of the days was, you know, a lot of it was the Rabbanu Shalom telling Moshe Rabbeinu messages, Moshe Rabbeinu telling us, going back and forth. And so when the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us about Maimon Har Sinai coming up, so our first response was, Kol HaShadiv HaShem Nasa, whatever Hashem says, we'll do. The Yashav Moshe is Divri Amal Hashem. Moshe returned the words of the people to Hashem, as he told Hashem what we said. Fine. The Yomer Hashem Moshe. And then Hashem responded to Moshe, Hine Yinoch Yibo Alecha Bav Ha'anon. I'm coming to you in a thick cloud. Bavur Yishma Medar Yimach, in order that the people should hear when I speak to you. V'gam B'cha Yamin Al Olam. And by them hearing Matan Torah, by hearing that me speaking to you, they'll believe in you forever. Which that the Rambam writes that we spoke about this other times. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Yesodei Torah that that's how Maimon Har Sinai was. We spoke about it maybe this past Wednesday night. I think that was Wednesday night. We gave a shiur on it, but at least to a certain degree, the way Maimon Torah was is that Hashem spoke to Moshe and we overheard the conversation. So that's what it means, that Hashem says to Moshe, I will speak to you, I'll come in a cloud, I'll speak to you, the nation will hear when I'm speaking to you, and they'll believe in you forever. And that's what the Rambam says, the reason why we believe in Nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu as a Navi is not because of the miracles, but it's because we are eyewitnesses to the fact that he was a Navi. So we all heard Hashem speaking to him. V'yagid Moshe Stivri Amal Hashem, and Moshe said the words of the people, V'yagid Moshe Stivri Amal Hashem. So the pasuk ends off that Moshe Rabbeinu said the words of the people to Hashem. So the obvious question is, "V'hu tumua v'nifl ma'od." So Nachman says it's a wonder, it's a pella. Ki ma'him divrei am shenis. Again, what's the flow? Moshe Rabbeinu tells us about Kabbalah Satorah. We say whatever Hashem says, Nasa. Moshe says over to Hashem what we said, and then Hashem says to Moshe, "Fine, good. I'm going to come. I'm going to speak to you. They're going to hear." That's Kabbalah Satorah. They'll believe in you forever. The Yagid Moshe is Divrei Hashem, and Moshe said over the words of the people to Hashem. No, we did that already. So what was this last pasuk? So what's the Mahim Divrei Am Shenis? What's the second statement of the people? Shalayim Nemer V'Yagid Moshe is Divrei Am. Kli Nimsa B'Kasav Shum Mana Udvarim Sheshivu Am Shenis Acher Mana Rishon Kol Hashadiv. We don't find in the pasuk any other statement besides the first one, which is Kol HaShadivar Hashem Nasa, which Moshe already said over to Hashem. We don't find Kol Yisrael saying anything else that the Pasuk would say Moshe said over what the people said to Hashem. Like, what's going on? Mazeh Shuv V'yagid Moshe Stivri Yomal Hashem. So how does the conversation flow? So he says, Achta, you should know like this. The first statement, another question that he's sort of hinting to is that we know how is Kol Yisrael's response to receiving the Torah? Our response was Nasa V'nishma, which the pasuk also says. But so what's this inyan of the Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa? Like, in other words, the simple flow of the Pesukim is the first time we said Nasa, and then a few days later, a couple days later, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats over to us Vayitu messages about Har Sinai, we respond Nasa V'Nishma. What changed? So the first time we said Nasa, the second time we said Nasa V'Nishma. So he says like this. Achta, ki Yisro tonu v'omru al masha omru lehem Moshe l'kabal satayra. When Moshe Rabbeinu first came to us about the idea of Kabbalah Satayra, we had our response of Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa wasn't saying, okay, fine, 100%, we're on board. That was a question. That was a question. What was the question? On who, the Jewish people responded, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa. No, it's Kolaymer. Kol Asher Yidaber Hashem Anu Mechrachem Lases. If we hear, like, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, you're telling us that in a few days, the Rebbe Hashem is going to come and tell us, Anoich Hashem Alekecha, Lo Yilecha, Lo Yisirtzach, Kavir Sivich Vesimecha, all of Tarek Mitzvahs that are contained in the Aseret HaDibros. Well, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, anything that Hashem tells us is Nasa. We're going to have no choice but to do. In other words, that's going to take away our Bechira. There's not going to be Bechira anymore if you hear direct message from Hashem. You don't have a choice. If the words come out of Hashem kivyachol and we hear it to do this mitzvah, that's going to undermine bechira, and that's going to compel us in our actions, which is fine, but that's not the purpose of creation, right? We need there to be Bali Bechira. Vizet, that's what the Jewish people are first responding. Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa Bavadei. We're gonna have to do. So this wasn't a response of Gevaldik, we're all in. It was a question, like, how does this plan work that's going to undermine Bechira? That's what they said. V'yano kolam yachto v'yomer kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa. So what happens next? Again, in the next page, Kein Shum Bechira Shloi Lasa. If Hashem tells us, then there's no Bechira not to do. So the next part is, so Moshe brings the question to Hashem. They're saying very good. He says to Hashem, the Tain of Klal Yisrael. So what does Hashem respond? So the response is, Miad Heshev L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem's response is, Maskim. You're right, Enochanami. I can't do that because it'll take away their Bechir. So Hashem says to Moshe, new plan. The answer is, okay, Enochanami. They're not going to hear from you directly. I'm going to speak to you directly, and they'll overhear the conversation. So when they overhear the conversation, then it won't undermine Bechir. It'll still leave room for their Bechir. Daika, I'm going to come to you specifically. Bavur Yishma Medavri Imach, Daika, that they should hear that I'm speaking to you. Hayinu Shaloya Daber Hadibris. I'm not going to say that Sarah's Hadibris. Rakim Cholavad, only to you. Kamaisha Kosov. And that's about Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, right? Parshim deal with, why does it say Lashon Yachid? He's talking to 600,000. He's talking to Moshe. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Layilcha, Bechula Bechula, Vechain Kulam. So Hashem is not speaking directly to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we got that. That's the next part of the conversation. They're only going to hear that I'm speaking to you. And in the middle, they'll still have koyecha bechira lasis keretzaynim. And this is fine. So that's what Hashem says. That protects Klal Yisrael from the issue. But then the last sentence is, so now Moshe says what the Jewish people says. He says that to Hashem. In other words, what about me, right? Hainu Shemoshe Ton is Devarim L'Shem. So now Moshe is timing what Klal Yisrael said. Hainu Mashetonu Om Tchila. In other words, what Klal Yisrael first said, which is, we're not going to have Bechir because of this. Tonu Atel Hashem Alatzvais. Now he has the same time to Hashem about himself. Kita Kantes Yisrael, you fixed the situation for Klal Yisrael, right? She'ilam HaBechira, right? That they'll have Bechir Adesh Shaloi Tadah Berak Imi Levad by only speaking to me. But you didn't feel, what about me? I'm not going to have Bechira anymore. But I'm not going to have Bechira. That's the meaning. So now Moshe says, he's saying for himself the words of the people to Hashem. What the Jewish people said and had taina initially, now he's taining to Hashem. What's going to be with me? I'm not going to have Bechira. So that's the taina. So now what's the next pasuk? The next pasuk is going to solve that. The yeshiva Hashem, so Hashem responded, V'yomer shalom Moshe, and says to Moshe, Lech el ha'am, go to the people, V'kidashtem hayom u'machar. And they should prepare themselves today and tomorrow for Kabbalah Satorah, right? V'loy tzi v'loy Hashem yisparach rak shnei yomim. Moshe Rabbeinu was only commanded hayom u'machar, which was Friday and Shabbos, right? This past Friday and Shabbos, I mean. Umayisha ha'isif yamecher midaitai. But Moshe on his own added another day, which is today. He pushed off Mount Torah for another day. V'kivin l'dat, that's the Gemara says in Shabbos. V'kivin l'dat sekadosh baruch hu. And he was right. Hashem really also wanted him to add another day, but he didn't say. He left it up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kikain ha'isadaitis baruch. That's really what Hashem wanted also, that it should be 3 days, not just two. K'mayisha be'emes. And that's, how do you know that Hashem was masking? Because the Torah wasn't given that day. Hashem Taka waited, right? Leinit Natara, Shalosh Yamim. Ubezehoi Toli Bechiris Moshe. Enachanani. What Hashem is saying to Moshe is, you don't have Bechir anymore. You personally, in Tarek Mitzvahs, Moshe doesn't have Bechir for that. The only Bechir that was left to Moshe Rabbeinu was this Nakuda of adding one day. That was the only thing left in Moshe Rabbeinu's space in Avodat Hashem for his Bechir. Lakabal Satara Shalai Lakabal. This is what was Tali in Moshe Rabbeinu. Kiloyoy Efsh Lakabal Satara Rakacha Shleisha Yamim. It was in truth impossible to receive the Torah unless it was after 3 days, Kamashay Bamas, which is in fact what happened. Vimloyhoy Moshef Yamechad, if Moshe did not add one day, Loyhoy Makabal Satar, then the Torah wouldn't have been able to be given. Hashem didn't say that, right? Hashem only hinted to 2 days. But who haven me daita by Moshe Rabbeinu chatas on his own? That in order to receive the Torah, we have to add another day of achana to have 3 days of achana. Ubarach lo lekabel sa Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu chose to receive the Torah by having by vahisav yamechad by adding one other day. Shaydeze ha'ikabel sa Torah, and that's the only way to receive the Torah. Ubezeh ha'itoli ikar bechir shel Moshe, mashahisav yamechad me daita, and that's the ikar bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah was only in this nakuda whether you're going to add on one day. And again, as Rav Nachman saying, in order to really receive the Torah, it had to be. Like, yeah, in order to receive the Torah, there had to be this additional day. But Hashem didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu to make this additional day. This is where his Bechira lied. So ultimately, the entire Kabbalah Satorah that Moshe Rabbeinu would then be compelled to keep was ultimately standing on free will. Because if he wasn't going to add this additional day, it's not going to happen. Torah is not going to be given. But because he added one day, which that is the only real choice that Moshe Rabbeinu had in terms of Tariq Mitzvahs. So since he made that choice properly, really that's what God wanted him to do. So the Torah wouldn't have been given unless that choice was made correctly. So he makes that choice, then all the Torah is received. And now that all the Torah is sort of standing upon his proper choice, then the fact that he's compelled to keep all the 613 doesn't take away from his schar, right? In other words, I'll give an example. I'll give an example. Let's say when it comes to mitzvahs leisaseh, negative mitzvahs, right? So, not to eat chazer, right? So, technically speaking, the only time you get schar for not doing an aveira is if you're tempted to do an aveira. So, unless a person has a cheshek, like a real legitimate cheshek to eat chazer, you're not going to get schar for that. Aseis, you'll get schar no matter what. But I'm saying in terms of leisaseh, So the Mefarshim point out, let's say a person starts off with a Yetzirah to have Chazer. Let's say they weren't religious in the beginning of their life, so they taste the Chazer, they notice they have a Netiyah towards it. And then they work on themselves, and then they, 15, 20 years later, they become someone that Chazer is not on the radar. So does that mean that they end up, that at some point they lose, like they stop getting the Schar when they pass by the Chazer shop, whatever, do they end up stopping to get schar? The answer is no. Because since they got to that point, in Echanami, at some point they sort of, not to lose Bechira, but it becomes irrelevant to you. So to a certain degree, the person doesn't have Bechira anymore. He's not being Boicher not to eat Chazer, he just doesn't eat Chazer. It's not part of his routine. But he got to that point through his choice, right? So then even the non-Bechira situation is resting on Bechira. So then you continue to get reward for that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, all of 613 to Moshe Rabbeinu was like, you know, is like eating chazer to, it's not on the radar. It's davar pashut, like it's not, you know. But all of that is resting on the fact that he added one day, because the Torah would not have been given unless he made that proper choice of adding an additional day of Elchanan. So then all of the Torah that's then given is resting upon that choice. So then all the mitzvahs that he's keeping out of compulsion, ultimately it's coming from a choice that he made, which was up to him 100%. And Mela, he still gets schar for all the choices that he makes. So that's what I'm not going to say. That's the flow of the conversation. But what comes out is an interesting zach. I mean, the entire bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu was to make this additional day. What is so significant about that additional day of Achana? We're not going to say two things. First of all, that additional day must be so significant. First of all, that is the only bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was like that was, to a certain degree, that must define, you know, a person's like that. That's it must be that nisayim, I guess you can call it, of adding a day or not adding a day, sort of touches the core of Nishmas Moshe, because that's his bechir, and as a, you know, that's the only inyan that he has to do on his own. And Ad Kedei Kach, that choice was so significant, that inyan is so significant, that the Rabbanu Shalom, like Rav Nachman was saying, really was not going to give the Torah unless that choice was made properly. So what's this inyan of adding another day? So as I said, it's open-ended, so I don't know. But one machshav I did have just a few minutes ago as I was looking at this piece. What does Hashem say to Moshe? How did Moshe Rabbeinu come up with this idea of adding a day? So the Gemara says, "Ha'isif yamecha midaita." It was his own choice, but it wasn't out of nowhere. It was based on some drasha that he made from the tzivoy that Hashem told him. Even though Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos points out that the hekish was not 100%, so Moshe Rabbeinu still at the end of the day was deciding to go with this hekish. It wasn't so clear cut, you know. If there's a drasha that's so super obvious, a kal v'chomer, it's not a choice. It's a kal v'chomer. What can I tell you? But this hekish was hazy. So ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu could have decided to neglect it because the hekish wasn't 100% strong. But nonetheless, he chose to go with it. What was the hekish? So Hashem said to Moshe, "V'kidashtem hayoyim u'machar," that the Jewish people should sanctify themselves, should prepare themselves today and tomorrow. Moshe made a hekish that machar is kayoyim, that tomorrow should be like today, or today should be like tomorrow, just like tomorrow is a full 24 hours, right? So to hayoyim should be a full 24 hours. But the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe, which was technically hayoyim, it's not 24 hours anymore. Right, because Hashem spoke to Moshe, it's already been a few minutes or whatever it is since the beginning of the day, so it's no longer a full 24 hours. So in Mela, Moshe made a drasha: if Machar is 24 hours, that means Hayom should be 24 hours, but today is already gone, so we have to start tomorrow. So tomorrow will be Hayom, and the next day will be Machar. It's, you know, coming together as basically 3 days or 2 days and most of the third day, and that was the drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, as I said, not exactly the strongest hekish in the world, but good enough that Moshe Rabbeinu went with it. And that was called Ha'isif Yomecha Midaita. So I was thinking like this. Mais Hashem said Hayoim. Hashem says today. So you make a drasha. That Mocher is 24 hours, Hayoim is 24 hours. So Mela pushed it off. Yeah, but that's not what the Hayoim is today. What do you mean? How could Hayoim be tomorrow? Like at the end of the day, what does it come out? It comes out that when Hashem said v'kidashim hayoyim machar, what does hayoyim mean? Not today. Hayoyim means tomorrow. That's not what hayoyim means. Hayoyim means today. Here lies the bechir of Moshe. To look at every single day as if it is the hayoyim that the Rabbanu Shalom is speaking. In other words, to engage in every moment as if this is the Hayyim that the Rabbanu Shem is speaking to. In other words, why is it a funny drasha? It's because Hashem spoke to Moshe yesterday, and yesterday Hashem said Hayyim. But today, that was yesterday's conversation. When Hashem said Hayyim, it was yesterday, not today. The Bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu is to bring out this point that Hashem's words are not said at some point and now you're just remembering what Hashem said yesterday. Whenever Hashem says something, he's saying it every single day. So when Hashem said yesterday, "Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar," those words of Hayom Umachar, by the next day, you're not remembering what Hashem said yesterday. Hashem is saying it again today. So when Hashem said Hayom, yeah, right now I hear Hayom, but the Hayom of today is not 100% 24 hours. So let me wait tomorrow. And by tomorrow, when Hashem said Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar yesterday, He's saying that again today. So the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu is to see the Devar Hashem as something that's always fresh and always new, and something that He said yesterday. It's not that you're remembering what Hashem said yesterday. If Hashem said it yesterday, it means He's saying it again today. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu is making this choice of adding another day, what he's saying is that when Hashem said to me yesterday, "V'kidashtem Hayom Umachar," today I'm not remembering what Hashem said. When Hashem said "V'kidashtem Hayom Umachar" yesterday, He's saying that again today. And so today Hashem is saying "V'kidashtem Hayom Umachar," and today I can fulfill Hayom, because now I know going in that it's going to be 24 hours, so I'm able to prepare for that. So the Iker Bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu was not so much to keep Torah, but to how to view Torah. There's two ways to view Torah. You can view Torah as something that was said and given to us 3,000 some odd years ago, and we're just continuing to keep it. Or you can view Torah as, like the Gemara says, "B'kol yom yubei necha kechadosh," and that it should be seen as new and fresh every single day. That it should be that the Torah wasn't given 3,000 some odd years ago. The giving of the Torah began 3,000 some odd years ago, and it renews itself every single day. So it's right now today. The Rabban Hashem is giving us anechesh malakecha v'leyilecha and so on. And tomorrow it'll be also v'leyilecha and every single day. And that was the bechir of Moshe Rabbeinu, to take that sentence that he heard from Hashem v'kidashtem hayom umachar, and not to freeze it in that moment in time, and then to say, okay, well, you know, if it's frozen in that moment, then Hashem said Hayoim, and Hayoim means that particular day. What am I supposed to do? You can't, if it's not 24 hours anymore, what am I supposed to do? But the answer is those sentences of Hashem are not frozen in time. They're able to extend themselves, and they're able to, they're truly being spoken in every single day. And so if that mitzvah of Hayoim Umachar cannot be fulfilled today, literally, then I can fulfill that tomorrow, because tomorrow is Hashem is also saying, V'kidashu Hayoim Umachar. The words of Torah sort of reverberate through time. That's exactly what we had by our Sinai. Kol Gadol, the voice of Hashem was great, V'lo Yosef, it didn't end, right? There was no echo. Because an echo means that it was a voice that was coming from some other place. You know, it kept on going. Every single second, every single day is a chiddush. But Oymek, not only is this the background that Moshe used in order to legitimize this hekesh, right? Because that's the point. If you make this hekesh of Hayom has to be like Mocher, the result is something impossible. The result is that tomorrow is the Hayom that Hashem was talking about, which is not Hashem said Hayom. But the answer is, again, when Hashem says Hayom, He's saying Hayom tomorrow too. Because every time He says something, He's saying it eternally. So as a result of that, Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. So even that idea of adding another day is really rooted in this idea. Why? Nachman, in an earlier piece, maybe it's one of the pieces we saw together. Rav Nachman quotes a pasuk in I think it's in Eiv. Rav Nachman says that the word keser, which is the word crown, in Nach also has another definition. Kater li misham keser means to wait. So what's this inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu adding another day? The inyan of adding another day, there's the number of dimensions to it. One dimension is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was infusing in Kabbalah Satira was the inyan of waiting. What is the significance of waiting? The significance of waiting is keser. The word keser, which means a crown, means to wait. So what Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll explain what I mean in a moment, but Moshe Rabbeinu, by him adding another day of hachan and pushing off Kabbalah Satira and saying to Hashem and to Kol Yisrael, wait, kater means to wait. That itself, what Moshe Rabbeinu was guaranteeing, was that then when we receive the Torah, it's going to be not just with Chochma, right, and Chochma and Bina and Das and so on, it's going to be with Keser. Now, what's the contribution of Keser? Keser is this Nakuda of being able to break the boundaries of sort of time and space. This idea that we're talking about of Hashem saying the Kedashtam Hayom Macher, but those words that Hashem said, you know, let's on that particular day, also being said the next day, that's not, that doesn't work. That's not natural. That's not normal. Like time. There's a gavul. There's a limit of time and space. Right? Time means yesterday is yesterday and tomorrow is tomorrow. There's no meaning. Tomorrow is not today, and today is not tomorrow. So it doesn't work like that. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and that idea that the system in which the spheres, the higher midas, which are the code to create a universe which is governed by that time, right, is the concept of Chachma. For example, it says in Pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim, right? Bereishis Bara Elokim. So it's a famous teaching from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, Bereishis Bara Elokim means the first thing Hashem created was the concept of time. That there's a Reishis, there's a number one, and then there's a number two, and there's a number three. And by its very definition, two is not one, and one is not two. That's Bereishis. It says in Pasuk, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Reishis is connected to Chachma. So the Vilna Gaon says that the inyan of time, which means that Hayoim is Hayoim, and Macher is not Hayoim, is the concept of Chachma, which is a Gevalda Gezah. Chachma is the beginning, Reish is Chachma. But there's something that's higher than Chachma. What's higher than Chachma? Keser. Keser means Hayoim is also Macher, and Macher is also Hayoim. I mean, even the very nature of Moshe's Hekish, of being Makish Hayoim u Macher, is Keserdik. You understand? Because otherwise, Macher and Hayoim are opposites. I mean, Hekish, you can't be Makish. They're two opposite things. Hayoim is Hayoim, and Macher is Macher. And you Hekish means like Ke'ilu, they could reverse places, right? They're Hukash, they're connected to each other. Ad Kedekach, that they're sort of, you know, interchangeable. Really? Macher is only Macher because Hayoim is Hayoim. How could Macher and Hayoim be interchangeable?
You can't have a Macher without
it. Exactly. So the whole nature of Moshe's Hekish is all rooted in this idea, which is Hayoim Macher. Reishis is Chachma, but we're talking about Keser over here, and Keser is above those boundaries. It's above those boundaries. So the entire and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is infusing. So now everything revolving around this Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is this inyan of breaking through Chachma, of receiving the Torah, which is Chachma, which is Hashem's wisdom, but receiving it in a way that it brings you access to something higher than Chachma. It says in Pasuk, Chachma me'ayin timatze. Chachma really comes from nothingness. It comes from a higher space that's called Keser. So there's two ways to receive Chachma. You can receive Chachma as if that's the beginning of Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. That's Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's the base of Bereishis. Because the base of Bereishis is telling you that Bereishis Bara Elokim, that Hashem created the world, which is nature, with Reishis, with Chachma, right? That's what Bereishis means. And that's Gevaldik, but that's the Asar Ma'amaris. Those are the 10 utterances that Hashem used to create the world, which is very limited and finite, in which case Macher, Hayom is Hayom, Macher is Macher, and you can't be Makish the two, and you certainly can't say tomorrow is Hayom. But Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to bring us the Torah, which is not Chachma, which is not the second Mida, which is Chachma, rather the first, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Aleph, which is Keser. What we said in Asa V'Nishan, what happened? That the Malachim gave us crowns. The holiness, it's all the sitting of Keser. So Moshe Rabbeinu therefore makes a Hekish to what? To say that tomorrow is really Hayom, because Hayom and Machar are Hukash Ladadi, they're interchangeable really. Today could be tomorrow, tomorrow could be today, because Hashem is speaking always, and whatever Hashem says, it's not stuck in that rigidity of time, as Hashem is above space. So usually when Hashem speaks, so when he said the 10 utterances, those words, obviously it's coming from Hashem, which is above time and space, but once it enters into the sphere of time and space, now it's stuck. Right, so it comes into the kalem of this world, now it's stuck. So then Hashem said something at one day, and now you're just remembering what Hashem said the next day, but it's not Hashem, Hashem is not continuing to speak. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not what Torah is going to be. Torah is not going to be like that. Hayoim and Macher, Torah is going to be the Rabbanu Shel Olam in bringing that revelation of Keser into the system, and Chachma, which is the wisdom of Torah, is not going to redefine it and lock it into a system of Bereishis Bara Elokim. Rather, it's going to function as just a maver, just as a passageway for those words to come through, and not in any other way. And so, this is And so this is the nature of the Hekish, and this is also the nature of what resulted from the Hekish, which is Hashem, which is Moshe Rabbeinu pushing off Kabbalah Satorah, which is Hamtin, which means to wait. And so what, and why is waiting a Bechin of Kesser? Because what does waiting? Waiting mean that something should come now, but wait, it'll come a little bit later. But it's supposed to come now. The answer is later could also be now. So there's no issue. So you can wait, right? So it's not that you're not pushing things off. Whatever's supposed to happen now could happen tomorrow, because tomorrow could also be today. Because whatever is happening today is also happening tomorrow. So it's not a problem. This is also why specifically it comes out that this inyan resulted in the hachan of the Jewish people for 3 days. What's 3 days? This is also part of the story. 3 days, two always means sort of division. It's like, you know, the system of Bereshis, right, which is a system of Chachman down, of things being limited and gruel and so on, that's a system of two. Two means the opposite of unity, right? Two means there's a cause and there's an effect. That's what you have. That's how it is. Chachman Bina. The third day, three, is a number which means, yeah, you're dealing with two ktsavas. You're dealing with two ends. You're dealing with a world of Bereshis, which is the letter Beis of two. There's a cause and there's effect. There's Hayom and there's Machar. But there's also a third element which sort of says, yeah, Hayom and Machar, Machar, Hayom, it's not all the same anyway. That's the third element is the infusion of Keser into the system to unify and to bring together the two ends and the two aspects of cause and effect and beginning and end. Now you have a third element to indicate that those two things are not so static, that those two things are malleable, that beginnings and ends can be intertwined with each other, they can be experienced once and again. And so this is, this Rav Nachman says elsewhere, that this is the great keen of Avodas Hashem, of Hayayim and B'kol Tishmo. Right, so this is true in terms of how, and again, let's go back. This is the contribution of Moshe, is because this is the koyach of Nishmas Moshe is to introduce the world to and to be a channel for this higher element of Keser. Chachma, the Rebbe Shlomo could have picked any neshama to be a conduit for teaching Torah, as far as the Chochmah of Torah is concerned. Even the wisdom of Torah, Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't grasp it all, and Hashem had to give it to him as a matana. So if Hashem's giving it to him as a matana, give it to someone else as a matana. What's the answer is, why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam, he was the most humble person of all. What does that mean to be to the Anivus of Moshe? It means that the Chochmah of Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning just as a window into that higher space that's called Ayin. That's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu unique. Not the fact that he was the smartest, he wasn't. The fact that he was the greatest teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu says, give it to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is, so as Hashem says, Kachal Machshav Lefanei. Shtoik, be quiet, this is what entered into my mind initially. What does it mean? What type of answer is that? The answer is what Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is that your inyan is to bring Keser. Your inyan is to bring to the world a Torah that's still stamped with Kach Ol Machshav Lefanai. This entered before my Machshav. Machshav means Chachma. Kach Ol Machshav Lefanai. You're going to reveal my Machshav. You're going to reveal my Chachma to the world in a way that it's still stamped and it's still pulsating with what was Lefanai, with what was before the thought, which is the site of Keser. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's contribution. It's through Nishmas Moshe that every Jew can feel that the Rebbeinu Shem is speaking to them at that moment, and not just hearing what Hashem said to your ancestors 3,000 some odd years ago. And that translates into Avodas Hashem. That's what I was saying before Rav Nachman. He says that the Iker key, one of the big keys in Avodas Hashem is Hayoim, is to be able to always start again, right? Always to be mechazik oneself and say, whatever happened yesterday, good or bad, I'm going to start again. To become renewed and to become as if you're starting again, literally every single day, every single moment. Not only, and again, every single Jew has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within them. Means to a certain degree, every single Jew ultimately has a part of them that Targum is not the Bechira. The only Bechira, as far as the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, the only Bechira is this Nakuda of whether you're going to choose to view Torah as completely fresh and new, as if you've never met it before. That's the Iker Nakuda, the Iker Bechira of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's his Iker Kayach. Even the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, one last thing, just to, I always try to make Kalim for it, to make it, you know, to give halacha. So it's an interesting halacha. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah that we spoke about this Wednesday night, that one of the ways in which a Rebbe would teach Torah to the Talmidim by the times of Chazal was through a meturgeman, right? So the Rebbe would say the words of Torah, the Shir, whatever it is, to someone, this meturgeman, and the meturgeman would then be the microphone to say it to the people. That's modeled after Har Sinai, where Hashem speaks to Moshe, right? That's what Nachman's going. Hashem speaks to Moshe, and then Moshe communicates it to us, or we overhear the conversation. We spoke about that Wednesday night, there's different aspects of how Kabbalah Sotara was. But certainly one aspect was that Hashem speaks to Moshe, and Moshe communicates it to everyone else. Anoichi Oimeid Bein Hashem Beinechem, the Pasuk says, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu acts as a meturgeman. It's an interesting halacha when it comes to the meturgeman. The Gemara said, the Rambam Pasuk is like this, that the meturgeman has no permission, he does not have any permission to add any other word or take away any other word. He has to say over what the Rebbe says verbatim. Akedei kach, that the Rambam says the only exception is if the Rebbe is quoting something from his Rebbe. So the Rebbe doesn't say his Rebbe's name. He just says, my Rebbe said. Or he's quoting something from his father. So he doesn't quote his father's name. He just says, my father said. That the meturgeman is allowed to say. He's allowed to say the name of his Rebbe's Rebbe or the name of his Rebbe's father. Why? So Rambam is madgish. You know why? Because really that's what the Rebbe meant, right? He's not able to say it, but that's clearly what he meant. He meant to say his father's name, he's just not allowed to. He meant to say his Rebbe's name, he's just not allowed to. So that the Meturgeman is allowed to say. You see how careful it is. There's two ways to give over a message. There's either I hear, and then I process it in myself, and I give it over really as how I understand it. But that's not how the Meturgeman is supposed to be. The Meturgeman is supposed to be just like a microphone, just a conduit, just a mav or ba'alma. And that's reflective of Moshe Rabbeinu's role in Kabbalah Satayra. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the chachma of Hashem, but that chachma, there's two ways for chachma to exist. It could be, you know, chachma receives from Keser, certainly, but either it could receive, it could process that in two ways. Either it receives from something higher than time and space, but then it, you know, sort of solidifies it and processes it in the way of time and space, and then it gives it over. That's the Asarma Maris, that's Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Asarmas were also coming from a place of Keser. But when the words of Keser were coming into the system of Chachma in terms of creating of the world, Chachma swallowed it up and digested it, and it became Chachmadik. That would be a meturgeman saying his own interpretation, or not even his own interpretation, but just using his own words. That's not what Mantar was. Mantar was that Moshe Rabbeinu was Chachma Mi'ayinti Matzei. Chachma is still coming from that place of Keser. It's still Keserdik. So all of Moshe Rabbeinu, his entire function as the Meturgman was just quoting Hashem. I'm not adding or subtracting anything. Akedei kach, the halacha is like that the only thing the Meturgman can add is really something that the Rebbe himself was really trying to say, he just couldn't. That's the only thing the Meturgman is allowed to change, because it's not really a change to begin with. That's the acre. So no, that's today. Today is the Haysef Yamecha Midaitai. So that's the acre avoid of today, wherever we can, to try to really daven to Hashem that we should be able to receive the Torah on Shavuos Bez Hashem, or even today, to receive the Torah in a way that's mamish, Yubei Necha Kechadoshim, Torah that was the Torah of today, and the Torah of tomorrow, the Torah of Tavshin Pehei, Torah that was never said before, that's never been experienced, and only experienced now for the first time. We should be zechut to find the chizik in our learning, in our avodas Hashem of Hayom Yom Kol Tishmo, V'yaskol Tzadik Barachim, V'mehar V'meinu, Amen.